You're listening to Real World News, Energy and Climate Change.
Age is just a number. Interview with analyst Rose from Young Friends of the Earth. With the demonstration to demand Europe a 40% emission reduction by 2020 compared with the 1990 levels, Young Friends of the Earth celebrated on Thursday the Youth and Future Generations Day in the framework of the COP15 on climate change that is being held at the Bella Center in Copenhagen. Several activities and actions will be carried out today by Young Friends of the Earth, who will continue mobilizing on the Danish capital city. A study conducted by the Stockholm Environment Institute and Friends of the Earth Europe shows that a reduction of at least 40% of emissions in that continent by 2020 is feasible. Friends of the Earth International also demands Europe to commit to emission reductions of at least 40% without including carbon offsetting mechanisms. According to a press release issued today, the Environmentalist Federation made this claim before the meeting of European heads of state that will be carried out today in Brussels, parallel to the UN climate negotiations in Copenhagen. Real World Radio interviewed Annelise Roos, one of the spokespersons of Young Friends of the Earth, who made reference to the work carried out by the organization both in the official summit and at the climate forum of the social movements.
Real World Radio is interviewing Annelise Roos. She's from Young Friends of the Earth, and she's here in Copenhagen in these parallel activities to the COP15 of the United Nations on climate change. Annelise, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Annelise, please tell me, what's the agenda of Young Friends of the Earth here in Copenhagen for the next days?
Well, actually, we have a double agenda. We have a team who is working every day inside the Bella Center, but next to that we also have like a series of cool activities inside this Klima Forum where we are here. So, for example, today we have people who did a cool action inside the Bella Center, actually kind of solidarity action with Africa. There are also constantly policy people following what's going inside and what's happening, like really focused on the policy content, like following what countries are proposing on all the different subjects. And then there's also a small media team who's like constantly making pictures, writing blogs, making sure all what happens inside the Bella conference gets outside to our groups in our countries, to other countries, like everyone who wants to know it and who wants to follow us. But next to that, we really would like to be present here as well on this amazing Klima Forum. And we just had a session here, Young Friends of Europe, telling why the voice of youth is very important in this whole process, because it's all about our future, and we wanted to show we are able and ready to shout for our future and to make politicians aware they are deciding about our future here. So we were kind of explaining some people who were here and also press who was here present, what we are, who we are, what we're doing here and what we're doing at home and this kind of things.
Annelise, and in the next days, what activities will be the most important for you?
For me personally?
For the Young Friends of Youth.
I think we're now focusing on actions. For example, now tomorrow and Friday starts the European Heads of State meeting in Brussels, and they're going to decide there about the emission targets of the European Union. So now we are really following and pushing on the Heads of State to make sure they go for they rise their emission targets to 40% by 2020 without offsetting. That's what we want, but we know it's kind of really difficult, but we at least want to push our delegates and the heads of state that they do this. So we're doing this by an action tomorrow. We did this today by calling them. I just was calling with the secretary of my prime minister to ask if he could make sure climate justice agreement here in Copenhagen. But what is also very important is Saturday, the general day of International Day of Global Action. We have the huge action of Friends of the Earth International, the Flood for Climate Justice, and a lot of people from our home countries come over, especially for the action weekend, to support us, to stand up with us in the huge manifestation for climate justice. We expect some 5,000 people, and then in the afternoon we join the huge manifestation of whole civil society here in Copenhagen, which is going to be like really massive, I think. So this is for this week, I think, the most important activities.
Okay, Annalise, besides the reductions of greenhouse gases emissions, are there any more political points that are important for Young Friends of the Earth?
Which we find very important is avoid false solutions if you go for these emission reductions. For example, offsetting. Clean development mechanism is something which is not fair. It's a lie. It's provoking a lot of bad consequences in the countries where the industrialized countries buy their credits. And we really find it very important to do this, to tell this here and to do this. And this is actually, in some of our actions, we just focus on this nuclear CCS agrofuels, large hydro, those are not the real solutions to climate change, to the reduction of emissions. So this is very important. And as well, just the climate justice, the fact that industrialized countries should take their historical responsibility, and they should put money and financing on the table and technology for developing countries to mitigate and adapt to climate change. This is a very important thing for us. So if they do reductions, they do it in a fair way, without offsetting.
Okay, Annalise, I heard that tomorrow is the Youth Day here in Copenhagen. What do you know about that?
I know tomorrow is the Youth Day. There is an official title, I can't remember now. But we want to the whole international youth with presence here, which are like 2,000 people inside the conference, which is like really huge amount. We want this day is just like puts the focus on the fact that it's all about our future. We are going when we are 50 in 2050, we are going to be the ones who wants to. For example, if I am that age, I want to go hiking and. As well, and the glaciers will be melted, maybe, if we don't do anything now. So tomorrow there's going to be a lot of actions in the Bella Center. All the youth is going to wear orange T-shirts. That's what I know so far. So we are like really visibly, physically in the conference. And Young Friends of Europe finds it also very important to have this day announced here inside the Klima Forum as well, because we have a bit of feeling the international youth is focusing on having this presence of youth inside the Bella Center, but it's important, it's really good, it's absolutely amazing, but it's not only the Bella Center where we should focus on, because here in the Klima Forum is where it's the real people's conference, so we are going to aim to bring this day as well here inside the conference tomorrow, in the Klima Forum tomorrow.
Okay, Annalise, just to finish, many people could be answering themselves, what's the relation between Young Friends of the Earth and Friends of the Earth International? Could you explain to us a bit of that?
Yeah, it's especially a relationship of collaboration. Like, for example, in terms of the policy, there are like really cool politician campaigners, like really specialists. And then they support us by inviting Young Friends of the Earth people who are interested in following this specific subject, just to go with them, and they explain. Like, so it's like learning, it's collaborating. For example, some actions are just like run together, both by Young Friends of the Earth and Friends of the Earth International. And in terms of media, we also work together. It's like mainly working together and learning from Young Friends of the Earth, who are volunteers learning from the professionals of Friends of the Earth International, which is absolutely cool.
Okay, Annalise Ruse from Friends of Young Friends of the Earth, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Real World News.